We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show on Wichita's number one sports station.
Let's get it started.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Get it started. Let's go.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Bob and Jeff on KFH Radio. 869-1240 is the Twin Peaks hotline. Please give us a call. We would love to hear from you, especially during this segment that we call Jive Talk.
Andy, can you do me a favor?
Our golf picks. I won.
Cool.
Well, I mean, we need to report back. I won.
Yeah, but I didn't. You thought I was going to fall flat on my face.
Well, nobody fell completely flat on their face because Southern Hills was so difficult. So.
Well, there were guys that finished 10 over. I mean,
I didn't have any of those.
Right.
I had one kid miss the cut, Scottie Scheffler of all people.
I didn't have any miss the cut.
John Rahm did not play particularly well, Jordan Spieth. But I did have the winner who rallied to win it, Justin Thomas. And I had Rory McIlroy, who finished at 2 under. You had a couple guys, one guy at 1 under and two guys who finished even.
Yeah, I needed more from Answer and Homa and Burns on that final day. They all went backward, but what are you going to do?
Well, I won it.
I beat Jason Duda by 8 strokes in our picks.
Well, Duda's not. I'm the gauge.
No.
Unless you can hang with somebody
Man,
like
I
me.
I gave you all the easy picks, and you and yes, you took them and won. But
well, so you gave them to me.
Yeah.
You weren't trying to win.
No, I was trying to win. But I wasn't trying to win conventionally. I don't do that.
And how'd it turn out for you?
It turned out okay.
You lost.
I lost, but you got every. It's like if you would have tried to pick some sleepers or some under the radar
well,
guys.
That's not what I do. I try to win.
You would have finished 30 over.
I'm here to win. Right?
Sure. But so, I'm just saying.
And the bottom line is, I'm the winner.
But I can do.
And beating Duda is. Barely consolation.
Okay, well, next time I'll do easy picks and I'll beat you.
Whatever you want to do.
I can
bring
do easy picks better than you. I can do tough picks better than
do,
you.
But whatever you need to do, you bring it, and I'll what's Roman Reigns say? I'll smash you, and then we'll move on to the next person.
What's next, U.S. Open?
Yeah.
I'll smash you.
No, don't steal my line.
You stole Roman Reigns' line.
Yeah, but
he stole it from somebody else.
I took it from Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
Whose run right now, by the way, is as good as it's ever been in the WWE.
Well, he's about to not be around a lot.
Well, he's not going to be on the live shows on the weekends. He's still going to be around.
He's not booked for Hell in a Cell. I mean, we'll see.
Well, we'll see what he does.
Yeah. Well, I hope he's around. He's awesome. Do me a favor, though. You were on that KSHSAA website. Go to the let's pull something out of thin air. Like, go to the 4A softball bracket. See what's going
what
on.
What are you
there.
Saying? They hold it at different sites.
I don't know. I'm just pulling something.
No, is that what you're telling me?
I'm not saying anything. I'm just.
Well, they used to do softball at different sites. 4A softball. I don't know what they're doing with it. And I honestly don't know that I care.
I'm not telling you. I'm not asking if they're doing it at different sites. I'm saying, are they playing more than one game at the same time in, I don't know, 4A?
Well, I'll say this.
Let's say 4A
softball. They shouldn't be. Okay?
Let's say 4A softball.
So you got a game at 5-7, 5-7. They shouldn't be doing that.
But I'm telling you, they've done it forever.
Well, that's if I was writing columns, I would scold the Kansas State High School Activities
Because we can't have Topeka Hayden playing at the same time as Phillipsburg.
No, you shouldn't. Not at a state tournament. It cheapens it. The Activities Association does so much to cheapen their state tournaments already. And this is one of those things they do that cheapens a state tournament.
Does it?
Yes, of course it does.
It does?
Yes.
So is the NCAA tournament
they don't
cheapened?
Play, they play them at the same times, but they don't. If you're a host city, you're not playing at different times. They play four games in the same venue at different times.
Okay, but there are other games
going on. Why can't they
on?
Play at 1, 3, 5, and 7?
I don't know.
Nobody does.
You'd have to ask them.
Nobody does.
Well, call somebody.
Play at 1, 3, 5, and 7. You don't need to have two games going on at the same time. If I'm a softball fan and I want to go to 4A this year, and I want to see Andale Garden playing and Miege play, but I also kind of would like to see Eudora and Ottawa.
That crossover is exactly zero people.
I don't know about
that. I want to see both of them.
Why wouldn't I want to see Eudora? They're 20-2.
Every team in the state tournament's 20-2.
What if they have the best player in the country at Eudora, and I'm a Clay Center fan? And I can't go over and see that best
sure
player in the
can.
Country because I got to sit there and watch my team, Clay Center.
You can go over to anything you want. They're happening at the same time. You can walk over.
No, you
can
you
get a hot dog
you don't
on the
way.
You
detract me from Clay Center.
Then watch
if
Clay
I'm,
Center.
If I'm a lifelong Clay Centerin, Clay City, Clay Centerite, all I want to do is watch Clay Center.
Then that's all
but
you want to do.
I'm certainly interested in that great player from Ottawa.
But that's not a part
of Eudora.
You don't want to do that, though. You just said all you want to do is watch
Here's
Clay
my
Center.
Point. It cheapens the state tournament.
I'm not going that far.
You are. And we'll ask Steve Harshberger about it when he joins.
Oh, yeah, he's going to say this is cheap.
What? Yeah, he's going to. We'll ask him. I don't know what he's going to say. I'll guarantee you they wouldn't do this in baseball.
What's the Wilkins?
No way, no how.
What's the Wilkins?
In 5A, why do they do it at 11-1, 3-5?
Is that baseball or softball?
That's softball.
I don't know.
And in 4A, they do it 5-7. Why?
I don't know. People get off work. They want to drive over. They want. I don't know.
Tell me why.
That's my reason.
That's not a good reason. Give me a legitimate reason why they do it differently.
That
in
would
different
be the
classes.
Reason.
What? Don't they want to get off work in 5A?
Yes, but they're not allowed to. They have to stay at
so
work.
So you don't mind this?
You're asking me for a reason.
You're justifying it.
Well, but when you put it up against the ends, I mean, like, these other events that happen concurrently, who cares?
Really? So who cares about softball is what you're saying.
What if I'm an Eastern Washington fan, but I want to see the best player, but he happens to play. He's playing in, Fredericksburg, Virginia this week. But I can't watch both of
What are you
of
talking
games.
About? That's not even an analogy. That's not even.
Okay, I'm part of the traveling party for VCU, and we're headed to Providence for the NCAA tournament.
You're trying to equate the NCAA tournament to Kansas high school softball.
Right.
It's not the same.
Exactly. Thank you.
In 6A, they're playing at 10, 12, 15, 2:30, and 4:45. They can do it. Why can't 4A?
You'd have to ask 4A.
Well, you're not. I can't believe you're defending
maybe they have
this.
Maybe they have a great lights system at 4A, and they want to show it off.
I can't believe you're defending this system. In 3A. They're doing the same thing, 5 and 7 p.m. Why are they doing that?
I don't know. Because they have more than one diamond, more than one field.
Everybody's got more than one field.
Wilkins Stadium doesn't.
Same way in two. Well, don't you want to showcase your athletes? Don't you want everybody to have the same opportunity?
They do.
It's maddening to me. 869-1240.
I can't believe you're that worked up about this.
I am. Because you know what? They don't do it in baseball. This is almost a Title IX thing to me.
We'll check 4A baseball.
I'll guarantee you they don't.
Well, let's find out. And then 3A, because those are the two classes apparently that are going with staggered time or whatever the word
4A
is.
4A baseball is being held in Salina. Games are at 11, 115, 330, and 545. 3A baseball is at Manhattan in a beautiful ballpark up there. Their games are at 11, 115, 330, and 445. Class 2-1A is at the Great Bend Sports Complex.
This can't be 330 and 445.
11, 115, 330, 545. So in baseball, you've got staggered starts, four games in one venue, all at one venue at different times. But in softball, in three of the classes, it's inequality.
I disagree. Who's it unequal for?
Those girls playing.
How?
Because they don't have the same opportunity.
What's the opportunity, Miss?
For people to come and watch them.
So it's a fan inequality.
Play the only game being played.
It is the only game being played for the people who want to watch it.
I wish you had a daughter who was in the state softball tournament.
And I'd go watch her.
Terrible.
At the time
you
she
sound
was
terrible.
Playing.
You sound out of touch.
No, I don't. I don't see the problem.
You sound...
Explain the problem.
You sound a little bit, I hate to say it, but anti-Title IX.
Have you ever watched Shark Tank?
Don't care about it.
And these people go on and pitch their product, and they start with what problem they're solving. What's wrong here? Why does this need a solution? What am I accomplishing? What problem are you solving by having the softball play at different times?
I'm astounded.
What problem are you solving?
It's just equality.
But what problem are you solving?
Why do they play four different times in baseball?
But I'm asking you, what problem are you solving by having them play at the same time?
Equality problems.
What specifically? Equality is not a problem.
You should not have a state tournament where you're diluting the product. And you're diluting the product by having two games running at once.
But that's, again, not a problem.
And that's how you pronounce diluting, by the way.
No, it's diluting.
No, it's diluting. L-U-T-I-N-G. Not diluting.
Pronounce every D.
Yes.
When you throw trash out of the outside of the window, what is that?
I don't know.
You don't know what that is?
No.
You leave trash on the ground?
No, you litter.
It's littering.
Yeah, you litter. I'm against littering.
Okay.
Because I pronounce words correctly now, I'm being chastised.
When you buy the bigger bottles of like Dr. Pepper,
Plastic. Two liters.
2 liters, okay.
Yes. So, 2 liters.
2 liters.
Doesn't everybody say that?
I guess.
What do you say?
No, please.
No, really?
I'm not falling for that. I'm not walking into that trap. You of course you know what I say. Just like you say and everybody
you
says.
You say 2 liters?
Yeah, I do.
You're not buying 2 liters. You can't buy 2 liters. That's L-E-A-D-E-R-S.
Have you ever heard
I'm buying 2 liters.
Have you ever heard of homophones?
Don't know.
Words that sound the same spelled differently?
What do you mean?
Leader and leader.
You're saying, how do you pronounce the word leader?
Leader.
How do you pronounce the word liter?
Leader. 2 liter bottle. I think that's pretty universal.
So you actually say, I'm going to go get a 2 liter. Bottle of
pop. Yeah, what do you say? Let's hear it again.
I say I'm getting a bottle of pop. I don't specify.
What size do you?
I get the 2 liter.
You just want the 16 ounce or?
I get the 2 liter.
What's two
bottle.
Times? Oh, never mind.
Why wouldn't I?
What's 2 times 30?
I get somebody, my friend Greg Larson, who seems to be not on my side, but kind of on my side, Greg. He says lack of umpires might be a problem with the two games at a time. My point there is get some umpires.
But that wouldn't be any different, would it? It's still four games. Oh, so maybe the first they can umpire two games. I got you. What's 2 times 15?
30. Why are you laughing?
Diluting.
Well, I don't know why you're laughing. These are, how's that spelled? That word that you just asked me about. How's that word spelled?
30?
Yes.
T-H-I-R-T-Y.
How do you say it?
30.
30?
Yeah.
I don't know that that's a word. I don't know that there's a word spelled T-H-I-R-D-Y. T is a special sound all of its own. 30.
How old is Don Henley?
74. Why do you keep asking?
I'm just asking. Just making sure you're consistent.
Well, I am consistent.
Consistent.
I always have been consistent.
Consistent.
Right?
You're saying it wrong.
I mean, ever since I was a kid, I pronounced the T's. If you'll listen to this show, you'll go back to any day.
You said listen.
Yeah, listen. There's a T there.
Where's the T?
Listen.
But you didn't, I don't get it.
Listen.
Listen.
Sonny, you don't pronounce the T in listen.
Listen.
You don't pronounce the T in listen.
Okay, well, that's good to know. What position does Tom Brady play?
Quarterback. What's funny about that?
I don't know. It's just funny, I guess.
He's a quarterback.
Good to know.
Like, I spend a quarter at the store. Quarterback. Quarterback. You hear the T?
Yeah, it's
quarterback.
It's
quarterback.
It's definitely there.
Now, it can be denunciated a little bit. You don't have to quarterback like I just overdid it, but you can say quarterback.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll get a break in.
Already?
Don't try to test me on that kind of stuff. Something I was going to talk about that I didn't get to because you kept me from getting to
it. We'll have time later. Later.
We'll get to it. We'll talk with Bishop Carroll softball coach Steve Harshberger next. He joins the show. We do have a family four-pack to give away to the Wichita Wind Surge. Give us a call at 869-1240. If you're caller number one, you get the family four-pack to the Wind Surge. Back in a minute.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Deep River Woman from Lionel Richie. His music on display here on the show this week. Steve Harshberger joins us, the softball coach at Bishop Carroll, and he's been around the game of softball for a long time. Steve, welcome.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah, we appreciate it. I was trying to think of when you first got into the coaching ranks in softball. Help me out. Tell me a little bit about that time frame.
It was I was coaching Little League Baseball, and Jim Maynard, I had played for him in ninth grade junior football, and he asked me to come work with his catchers. And so I went and worked with the catchers, and the funny thing was they listened to everything that I told them. And, you know, that really, that kind of struck me. And so about a year later, he asked me to go to a tournament in Topeka, and it was intense and, you know, only about an hour and 10 minutes. And it was just, I was sold. And so that was, you know, it was, gosh, 40 years ago.
Wow. So
it's been a while.
Yeah, it has been a while. Steve Harshberger from Bishop Carroll, our guest.
So what's it like coaching at Bishop Carroll? They haven't, you know, I was going to say they haven't been down, but you've been always great. So that's a program that is always contending for state championships. As a coach, what do you feel is your responsibility guiding a program that has been that successful?
I think the biggest thing is to set the tone and then let the players work. And I've got great assistants. I've had great assistants the whole time, and just let the team develop. And, you know, just they are good coming in, and you just kind of got to get them. The whole thing is it's got to be for the team. And, you know, we've had great pitchers. We've had great fielders, hitters, but it's all got to be towards the team goal, which is, you know, to get the state and win state. And I found out the other day, the last time Carroll didn't make state was 2005. And so,
wow,
you know, it's just, that's life at Carroll. And we don't obviously always get state championships, but, you know, the opportunity to get one, you know, they've kind of kept themselves in that spot.
And you, Steve Harshberger, I guess, from Bishop Carroll, the head softball coach, you also coached with Jim Maynard at Wichita State before maybe they've taken off the way they've taken off here in recent years with that softball program under Christy Breadbinner. You guys certainly laid some of that foundation for sure. But are you amazed at what Wichita State softball has become over these past 5 or 6 years?
You know, I stayed up late Saturday night watching that second game till it got out of hand. But, yeah, I'm all, you know, I'm a Shocker, graduated from WSU. So, you know, got to coach there also, which was a privilege, and be part of Jim Maynard's staff. You know, we didn't have scholarships, too many scholarships back then. And our thing was we always went to OSU. And they'd had fully funded team, and we'd barely get beat. And I think we lost to them 45 times or something, but it was always a close game. And, you know, we got the players. We got a lot of local kids because we could get them to come there. But I'm happy for the Shockers. Christy's done a great job there, and, you know, bummer that they didn't get out of the regional, but, you know, they'll be back next year.
So you kick it off at Wilkins Stadium on Thursday at 11 against Goddard Eisenhower. I'd say you're the favorite in that game. Is there ever, you know, a challenge to getting out of a routine? You play a morning game. I assume school is out, so that's not a thing that leads up to it. So what is the challenge, I guess, in an early game and getting the players ready for that start time?
Well, we actually, that's a final day at Bishop Carroll. So
okay,
we tried to get the state to bump us, you know, to an afternoon time, but that didn't work. And you talked about Keisha, you know, and student athletes. And, you know, like I said, we offered to bump it up, but they kept it at the same time. So, you know, class starts at 8 o'clock. We've got eight seniors that have been sleeping in, but you know, it'll be okay. They'll have gotten up at, you know, 6:37 the day before, so they're in their routine, most of them, and it'll just be, we were going to try and get them to go in and take a final, but then we got the report time, and we hit at 9:10 before the game, so now we had to, we'll go to mass before at 7:20, and then we'll head to the stadium and get ready to be ready to hit at 9:10.
Busy day. Steve Harshberger, yeah, the softball coach at Bishop Carroll. Before we ask you about some of the particulars about your team and talk about some of your individuals, Jeff and I had a disagreement earlier, which is maybe our first, about you guys in 5A and 6A playing at four separate times in the first round. Meanwhile, in the other classes, two games ongoing at once. I don't like two games ongoing at once. I think it diminishes from the showcase that is a state tournament. Where are you on that argument?
It used to be that's how we did it, and so you did it. And you had some so in Jeff's defense, that's what we used to do. But your points on showcasing and getting to see, you know, each game and the players involved with the game, you know, that definitely is a better thing. You know, last year was the first time at Wichita State, and winning it was kind of cool, especially for me personally, because I left the program, WSU, to go to Newman right when the stadium opened, so I never got to be in there. But yeah, I think one, especially at WSU, last year getting ready for it, my assistant and I went in the stands at Carroll at our practice field, and we did the wave and tried to make as much noise because, you know, they was packed last year, and we've never played in front of a crowd like that. So, you know, foolishly, we tried to sound like we were 4,000 people or whatever it holds, and, you know, it was just kind of a funny thing. But, you know, when we got to play in it, no place better.
Well, I lost you after you said I was right, but I presume you
said... I lost you after you said I was right, so I don't know what you said.
So do tell us, Steve, about your team. It's obviously a team that has a lot of good players. Tell us who we should be watching for as the state tournament begins Thursday.
Well, we've got Cadence Brewster on the mound, and she bats number three in the lineup, and her twin, Kylie Brewster, catches and bats fourth in the lineup, and PJ Forbes' daughter, Kendall Forbes, bats second for us and plays second. So Eve Morris plays center field for us, and we'll start seven seniors that game, and that's the scary part. It's a great part this year, but come at the end of the season, whenever it is, then we've got a job to do for next year. So, but you know, these kids, the twins, and they all do, but the twins love to play softball, and they'd become great coaches if, you know, they ever go that direction. They just love to play. These kids hustle all the time, and, you know, they're happy. You can see it in their faces. They love the game.
Well, I'll tell you this. We've gotten quite a few new coaches in League 42, the organization I'm involved with this year, and more than a handful of them have a softball background, and they've been great. They've really been great for League 42, and they've given us kind of a breath of fresh air to some degree.
Good.
We're always looking for coaches, and it seems like softball is a really good avenue for us. So keep your ears and eyes open on that, okay?
Okay, well, I think what you're doing is fantastic. And, you know, you're in charge of that, and I heard it when it was beginning, and what a cool thing to be part of. And, you know, Bob, you've always had the power of the pen, and, you know, your ideas have always become fruitful. So it's you, and you have some great ideas.
Well, I appreciate that. That's exactly how we rehearse that. Good job.
Bob, I remember you calling me in 1977 when I fortunately got Player of the Week, and you were with the Eagle. And, you know, that was a big moment for me. I still remember where I was. So we go back.
Well, it's one of the great thrills of my life has been to talk to so many athletes who have come up here and done their thing in Wichita, and you're certainly one of those. And you've had a great run, not only as an athlete but as a coach. And we wish you and the Golden Eagles a lot of luck this week at the state 5A tournament. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Having me, Steve. It's an honor.
You bet. Yep. We appreciate it. All right, there you go. Bishop Carroll head softball coach Steve Harshberger. A little bit of a love fest, but that's okay.
It's all right.
Yeah, you enjoy it.
It's fine.
American Idol ended its run last night. I did not agree with the champion, but hey, whatever.
Rarely do we.
Listen, it'll be interesting.
Society.
I predict two stars coming from this class.
And not one of them the winner?
I don't know. I'm saying two stars.
Okay. I mean, I guess. They're all
What's the over-under? I'll put it at 2.5.
Here, can I just ask you one question? That person, it was early on, so you might not even remember. But that person, they were like, you're going to win. You get the platinum ticket. And they brought him out to sing with Luke Bryan at that club in Nashville. Do you remember that?
It was Mike Parker?
No, it was a young lady. It was a woman singer.
Hunter Girl?
I don't know.
I think it was Hunter Girl. Why?
Did she end up doing anything?
She's one that has a chance to be a star.
So she didn't win, but she was in the mix.
I didn't say she didn't win. I'm not going to spoil
you
it.
You basically did.
She could be a star. 2.5, the over-under. I'm making it. All over right. Or under?
Under.
Wow.
Star? A star,
star
is a big thing.
This is the best class they've ever had.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Top to bottom.
Well, that doesn't necessarily. There's so much you got to do to be a star. You got to write really good songs. You
got
to.
They've got it.
Perform. You
got
to have charisma.
Check.
You got to connect with the masses.
Check.
Got to be able to headline a tour. You got to surround yourself with the right people.
Check.
It's a lot of things.
Let's get to Jim 35 on the hotline. Jim, welcome.
You're welcome. Yeah. The coach mentioned the name of P.J. Forbes' daughter. As I remember,
Kendall Forbes.
P.J. Forbes was second baseman, but I don't remember the stats, but that seemed like the slickest second base short combination in Wichita State history.
Was it Pat Mears at the time?
Pat Mears was was his counterpart at shortstop.
Did they register as he was being as good as it gets?
It might have been Mike Lansing. Pat Mears may have played third. I think it was Mike Lansing. But that was a phenomenal grouping of whomever you would have put those guys, however you would put them together. Lansing and Mears both had good success as major leaguers.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing
anything else, Jim?
Yeah, well, a week ago, with Oklahoma U. That has to go down as a game in Wichita State history in any sport. Beating OU 18-0 with a one hitter, number one.
I'm not, Jim, I hear you, but I don't know if OU, how they treated that game. I don't know if they played I haven't done my research into that game to be able to tell you where that game falls on in Shocker history. I don't know about Oklahoma's starting pitcher that night. I just have not delved into that game enough to be able to confirm your assertion that it's one of the great Shocker wins ever. I don't know. I'm not ready to go there.
Well, it reminded me of when Pelfrey was about a sophomore he was still pitching real hard fastballs and didn't have very much stuff. And Nebraska came down to Wichita State and just pounded him into the dirt and into the heavens and every place possible. Since then on, Pelfrey became a changed pitcher. These guys
well, when you get pounded into the dirt and into the heavens, it's not a good day for you.
Right, but this is the way OU was. All those pitchers were 95-mile-an-hour fastballers. They didn't have the clock working, but they seemed like quality pitchers to me. They just got pounded into the dirt. And I just
well, there you go.
Anybody get beat so badly. It's a quality team.
Yeah, I mean,
it'd be like that sometimes.
The score certainly opened eyes. It was a big win, but the Shockers then went on the road this weekend and dropped 2 of 3 in their regular season ending series at South Florida. So they go into the AAC tournament. We'll see. I know that Oklahoma pitched 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 guys in that game. I don't know. I'll have to check on it, Jim. Thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
I don't know how many of these Oklahoma guys were guys. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it'd be hard to figure that out in the span of 3 or 4 minutes that we have left. Are you going now to Oklahoma stats to see? Doesn't it have their ERA when they exited the game?
No.
Really?
No. Doesn't.
The box
not.
Score doesn't have their ERA.
No. No. Insane. Of course not.
You mean, of course not.
Of course not. That's
every
what
box
I mean.
Score has the pitcher's ERA.
Not these. Their starting pitcher was a guy named Aaron Calhoun. Aaron Calhoun this year for Oklahoma. Let me see if I can find the youngster. He pitched in. Let's talk, Jeff.
I'm
do
waiting
something.
For you.
Carry the show.
Well, I don't know how hard it is to.
He pitched a total of 9 innings this year. Gave up 8 earned runs. Most of that was against the Shockers in that game. Right?
Sure, I guess. I don't know what his numbers were.
The next guy they pitched was a guy named Colton Sundroff or something like that. Okay?
Yeah.
Be talking. Be carrying the conversation.
I assume he was a little used guy as
Colton
well.
Colton pitched 20 innings this year. I had an ERA of 6.75. The next guy they pitched, Javier Ramos. Javier Ramos is a guy who pitched 21 innings this year. Nick Andrews, as we call him, pitched 5 innings this year. So my point is, it was a bullpen game with guys who hadn't pitched much.
Well, was it similar for Wichita State? Who was their starter?
Well, I'll tell you that in a moment. Their starter was Caden Favors. Caden Favors didn't allow a hit in his 4 innings. So he had a good run.
Happy for him.
Right?
I guess.
Why are you getting flustered?
Because you're making so many clicks that are unnecessary.
Caden Favors pitched 48 and two-thirds innings this season. So give the Shockers credit. I'm not saying that. Anytime you win a game, it's a big game. But as I figured, Oklahoma didn't come here throwing their guys.
Whatever the case, I'm sure. I mean, 18 to nothing's got to do a lot for the psyche.
I'm not saying it's not.
For the morale.
Sure it does.
For the attitude.
Of course.
For your confidence.
But I'm also a guy who's not going to get – I'm not going to go overboard on it.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, we got a little context with that pitcher stuff, but who knows what else. I mean, didn't go through their hitters. Who was batting cleanup for him that night?
I'm not going to look. I don't have time to look.
Just one guy.
I'm not looking.
Fine.
I'm just not. I refuse to do that.
That's your choice.
It's not something I'm going to do for you. How do you like that?
Because you're afraid.
No, I'm not afraid of
afraid
anything.
That you might be exposed.
They probably started more of their regulars on offense than they did pitching, would
Possible.
Be my guess. You don't have the kind of depth to just throw 9 new guys out there to play in your lineup.
I mean, yeah, you do, but who knows what they – who knows? I don't know.
They played their guys. Tanner Treadway, Peyton Graham, Blake Robertson, all guys.
Well, there you go.
Tanner Treadway hit 346. Blake Robertson, they played the Shocker pitching was great.
18 to nothing.
We'll be back.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.